This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo, we're doing the news. First, someone died. Get this out of the way. Somber moment. Ethel Kennedy.
Who?
You didn't know she was alive.
She's dead.
She's dead.
Who is she?
She's dead. She was Robert's wife. 96 years old. She passed away. And what else do you want to know about her? I mean, they had a bunch of kids. One of those kids ran for president this year and endorsed Trump. And I think there was some fighting in the family. And you know the story about the Kennedys. You either know it or you don't. There's Shrivers that get involved somehow. Nephews. I don't exactly know. But this is Robert's wife. That's who this is. And no, she's not the one that started the Special Olympics. Bobby's wife. Yeah, Bobby. This is not the one who started the Special Olympics. That was JFK's sister. So this is Ethel Kennedy, 96 years old, and she's
Ethel
dead.
Kennedy is being remembered as the matriarch of a dynasty. She joined the Kennedy family in 1950 when she married Robert F. Kennedy, making the future President John and future Senator Ted her brothers-in-law. Together, Ethel and Bobby had 11 kids, 7 boys and 4 girls. President Biden says Ethel was an American icon, an emblem of resilience and service. Well, former President Obama called her a dear friend with a passion for justice, an irrepressible spirit, and a great sense of humor.
Oh, took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
A real hot piece of ass.
One of a kind. One of a kind, Ethel. She just got better looking as she aged.
Ethel.
Ethel Kennedy. She's dead.
Dead.
Elon Musk.
Dead.
Alive, as far as I know.
He is?
He could be dead, but he was alive yesterday. Because he was in L.A. doing his Tesla event, and,
he's dead.
Tesla shareholders were expecting some big announcements, one of which was supposed to be this new low-cost EV that he keeps saying they're working on, but they did not show that off. So, I guess Tesla investors are mad about that. You know, I keep thinking you get these big, you can buy pieces of stock, right? Like a percentage of a share.
Oh, yeah. So for some companies you can.
Oh, it's just for some companies. I don't know how to do it on the E-Trade app. But you
just buy it.
You see things like Tesla.
So like if it's like, you know, you want to just put dollars in instead of shares.
And then
I'm
going to
buy $10 worth of stock.
And
I'll tell you I have 1.23 shares.
Okay. Because I've thought about that would be good for things like Tesla when you know an announcement's coming and maybe the stock's going to go up. But then he does this announcement and the stock goes down. So he didn't show off the new cheap car that they were hoping he would show off. But he did show off the new robo-taxi. And he showed off a robo-van. The van looks almost exactly like the van from Blade Runner, which I think was intentional. And the car, the robo-taxi, looks like a Cybertruck car, right? You can tell that it's related to the Cybertruck. It has that light bar around the front. It looks very similar just in car form. No steering wheel, though, because the robo-taxi is supposed to be totally driverless. And Tesla's supposed to be launching this rideshare type app thing in the future. I mean, that's a huge reason Tesla stock has been so expensive in last years and continued to rise, because he kept promising autonomous vehicles and this ride-sharing stuff, and it just hasn't been happening because he's had problems with their autonomous driving technology. But they showed the robotaxi off. It seemed to navigate the lot that it had to drive through. And afterwards, I guess they let some reporters ride in it, so it's running.
At Tesla's We Robot event in L.A. overnight, a glimpse at what could be the future of driving.
We have 50 fully autonomous cars here tonight.
CEO Elon Musk unveiling what he says is the company's first fully self-driving robotaxi. The two-door cab with no steering wheel and no pedals is powered by AI and will cost around $30,000.
We'll see autonomous cars become 10 times safer than a human.
The new car is expected to hit the road by 2027.
So the problem is, like I said, there have been some issues with Tesla's driverless technology. The cars that are doing all the tests in San Diego, Waymo, is that right? And whatever the other one's called, one's Microsoft. Yep. Anyway, those cars use cameras and all these things, and they also use LiDAR. So that's why they have those big things on top, the spinning detectors that are coming out of the roof of those taxis you see in San Diego. That apparently is really necessary to make these things work. Tesla's been trying to do it with just cameras because that makes it a hell of a lot cheaper. The problem is it just doesn't work as well, and there have been quite a few accidents over the last couple of years with people driving. I think the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration said something like 400 some accidents resulting in, I don't remember how many deaths, maybe a dozen, something along those lines. But they keep telling people, hey, it's not ready, and you shouldn't have been selling it as autonomous. You should have called it something else because it's not driverless. And also with this technology, the government says, and even Tesla says, you have to be behind the wheel and have your hands on the wheel ready in case something happens. Well, this robo-taxi doesn't have a steering wheel. So I don't know. I didn't see the LiDAR thing on it. Maybe he's got LiDAR in it and I just couldn't see it. But if he's just using cameras, I would think they're still going to have some problems. He says the thing's supposed to come out, though, in a couple years. So we'll see. Same with the van, I think.
Today, Tesla's with full self-driving capabilities still need a human in the driver's seat, ready to take the wheel if something goes wrong. And even that tech is under scrutiny. Earlier this year, federal regulators said a critical safety gap in Tesla's self-driving systems contributed to at least 467 collisions, including 14 deaths.
Okay, there you go, 14 deaths. So there's a little bit of work to be done, but...
isn't that the same amount as the hurricane?
Well, yeah, maybe. The hurricane's at 17 deaths now, so it's very close,
pretty close
there.
Right?
Yeah. But the thing that Tesla showed off, so like they said, those things he said somewhere around 2027. But the thing that he showed off that he didn't give a date on, he just said in coming years, not too distant future, is a new humanoid robot called Optimus. And Optimus, they had these robots walked out. Well, Transformers,
Prime,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm just kind of surprised you think he would go with... something from Blade Runner, I guess, since he made that. He seems to be obsessed with it, and that van looks straight out of Blade Runner. But he said, look, these things are going to be able to help you do whatever you want. You need someone to mow the lawn? It's got you.
You can have your own personal R2-D2 C-3PO. It can do anything you want. So it can be a teacher, babysit your kids. It can walk your dog, mow your lawn.
Okay, you're skipping one of the things I want. Right. Where's that? And these things also don't... You're going to need to put some skin on them. I mean, maybe I could get into robot fetish.
Gross. They look like the iRobot robots.
Gross. Yeah, they don't look. They don't look like humans. They look like the iRobot robot.
A serial killer.
Well, put some latex on it.
Make
it look like a girl or a guy, whatever. But make it look like a human. Make it look like a human. You say it'll mow the lawn. That's great.
Like
it'll take care of your grandma.
I like the idea that. If you didn't feel like walking your dog, you could go walk your dog.
Sure.
I like the idea that it can mow the lawn.
Absolutely.
Does it have a little blade underneath it?
I think it'd be pushing the mower.
See, I think you just put a blade underneath it so it just goes out there and does it itself.
Well, maybe it will.
That would be sweet.
Be like an attachment.
Right.
Be like Lawnmower Man just pushes it along
vacuum,
and eats the clippings as it goes.
Put a vacuum underneath it. Well, how much is this goddamn thing?
Well, you know, it's hard to say because he's only given these estimates. He says maybe between $20,000 and
$30,000. I want one now.
But you'll have to wait. It's just, you know, coming in the next few years, and he's said that before. Now, the robo-taxi is supposed to be around $30,000, and that one he gave more of a date on. But the robot, not really sure.
I want the robot.
Just gave this estimate of somewhere $20,000 to $30,000. Now, that's a lot of money, but... You think about how much you pay for a car now, which new cars are like over $40,000 basically for the average one. So If you think about a robot, if you could actually get a robot for 20 grand, then we could get to a point where, I don't even think it's that hard to imagine, a point where having a robot would be so important that you finance it because it could do all these things for you. It could take care of your elderly loved one. It could walk your kids to school. It could mow the lawn for you. It could run errands. It could do things around the house.
The whole
and of
watching
course,
the kids thing seems...
Why? Why? What's wrong with
it? I don't know. It just, you know, how old are these kids? You know?
I don't know. I'm not saying it has to nurse them, but it could keep
Look,
an eye on
I'm open
kids.
To it. I'm just saying
it can also defend them. It's strong.
You know, I'm open to it.
Probably got a camera on this. You can watch. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
I'm open to it. It just seemed a little weird at first.
Well, you know, change can be a little alarming at first. I get that. Watching your dogs. How about that? Lets the dogs out. Plays with the dogs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fine. Yeah.
But when can we f*** it? That's the thing that it's like... You've got this robot. It's walking. It's talking. It's serving drinks at the bar, and that's great.
Yeah, put some nylons on that.
But dress it up already.
Yeah.
You say it'll
put
do anything you want, and then you don't mention the one thing that everybody wants.
Right,
every
put some sci-fi lipstick on
author
that C-3PO.
Has been asking for. Yes, dress it up. Let's see. How does she look? How many? What type of models does
you could probably just put a wig
in
on that thing.
No, it needs more. It has nothing but just
put a seal face
just
on
a
it.
Smooth plastic face right now. There's no
perfect.
Yeah, and its body just looks like it just.
I've
looks
never
like,
been hornier.
Well, it looks like C-3PO. It looks like white C-3PO. Yeah. It even has the wires hanging out.
It's like a Daft Punk
under
helmet.
Its hips. Yeah, it's like the Daft Punk helmet.
Sure, you can put a
its body's like
put a mask on it and a wig. Put some nylons on it.
Okay, but what about genitals, boobs, all that stuff? Aren't you gonna?
I don't need that.
You don't need that.
Okay. I've never needed it.
Okay. Well, so, yeah, you could do some things with it then, maybe. But the point is, Elon, we know you're thinking it. You know we're thinking it, for sure. Japan's kicking our ass right now.
Elon's married to a plastic-faced person with no boobs or genitalia.
It's true.
So he's probably not looking into that.
I've seen her before. I don't really know
he loves
exactly
her.
What she looks like. But
I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong, am I, Snowgone? And I love her.
But yeah.
Come on.
Why do we let the Japanese kick our ass in this segment? We're just depending on the Japanese.
The Japanese are hornier
we're
than
totally
us.
Dependent on them to make these sex robots, just expecting them to do it.
They will. They're hornier than
well,
us.
Well, they are. I mean, they're doing it. But, you know, it's like, hey, guys, what happened to
American
a little bit
of
American know-how? Yeah, exactly. Let's
we don't
get
build
this going.
Anything anymore.
We don't build anything anymore. And now we've got Tesla out there saying, let's build future things now. I'm all for it. You built the robot-looking truck. You built the robot taxi. You built the walking, talking robots that serve drinks.
You built the Wi-Fi thing
space?
Everywhere.
Yeah, you built Starlink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're doing
I'll
things.
Build a robot we can...
Thank you.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
All right, we're finishing the news.
Yeah.
Now that the dust has settled, what's the word on the ground? Hello? Mike? Are you there? Hello? Oh, sorry. I had someone in Florida that was supposed to be giving us live updates, but I guess we'll delay until we get him back
you
online.
You got him? What's his name? Mike?
Mike. Michael? Are you there? Hello? Okay, I guess we lost him. Well, he did give me some information to work with. Tornadoes ended up being the big thing that people ended up having to worry about almost as much or more than the hurricane itself. There were a lot of hurricanes, maybe as many as 30-some touched down. And the death count is
touchdown.
Up to seven. Huh? Oh, the tornado touchdown.
Oh,
he said that, as I said, death count.
Touchdown.
Oh, yeah, no. This is a somber moment. 17 people lost their lives. Lot of destruction, lot of damage. No, Disney did not flood. We'll get to that later.
Powerful hurricane leaving devastation statewide.
Mike?
In hard-hit Minnesota Key, homes ripped off their foundations. While in Daytona Beach, whole communities swallowed by flooding. Millions without power remain in the dark. Many residents in Milton's Path prepared for the hurricane, but were overwhelmed by a string of tornadoes it spawned. According to initial reports, at least 38 tornadoes touched down. There were 6 fatalities alone from a tornado that struck Fort Pierce.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that was totally destroyed. What was the city that you said? Oh, Port St. Lucie. You had said the other day, boy, if you're there, watch out. That place got demolished
I told
from
you.
Tornadoes.
It's always Port St. Lucie.
Yeah.
I know.
Tough spot there.
You're making it seem like I didn't live there. I know what happens.
I said I trust you. I was relaying this information to people. It's just
you don't want to live in Port St. Lucie.
Those tornadoes, man. They said, because I asked, has that always been a thing with all these tornadoes after
Port
hurricanes?
St. Lucie, it's always been a thing.
No, the tornadoes after hurricanes, this many. And you were like, well, yeah, there's been tornadoes. But they did say this was the most. And they said this is the most tornadoes in a day in Florida's recorded history that they know of. They've never had that many tornadoes in
That's
one
fascinating,
day. So there you go. But you may see some stuff, some pictures online, maybe on X, that shows images of things like Disney World flooded.
Not true.
I don't know if you saw the Magic Castle underwater.
Can I have another shot, please?
It did not flood, and a lot of those pictures are fake. If you go on Instagram and you try and search for things like FEMA, you can't even get a result because there's so much misinformation.
Oh, boy. Fake news.
My favorite word, misinformation, about FEMA that Facebook has said, we're not even going to let you search it.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
But on X, it's a wild, wild west.
One thing we're seeing right now online is a whole lot of misinformation that happens after natural disasters, but this time it seems to be manifesting a little bit differently, particularly in the AI age. Disney World flooded, right? We know Disney shut down in Orlando. This one is AI. If you look at a lot of AI, you're like, yeah, obviously that's AI, but it's still being spread and amplified by, among others, a Russian state media account.
Oh, it's always the Russian state media accounts that are doing this. Why? What does Russia stand to gain from showing a flooded Disney
that
World?
That we can't handle our business.
That we can't handle our storms? That we live in an asshole? Is that it? That Disney isn't open for business, trying to cause Disney some money?
Your government is not functional.
Yeah, because Disney Magic
flooded,
Castle
for Christ's
underwater,
sake.
So forget about it. Yeah, so if you see those pictures on X, then just remember, might be fake, might be real. The giant dumpster on the roof of the house? Real. The guy who strapped his house down with truck straps? That was real. He actually did strap his house down. You know, everybody made fun of that guy, but it worked. His house didn't go away. His roof stayed on his house. So now I think a lot of people are going to be asking, why didn't we think of this before?
Right, and start, you know, that's the next invention.
Yeah, just house ratchet straps that are made
for
it.
Sure,
yeah,
made for the house, not, you know.
Because he had to, I don't know how he managed to get these giant ratchet straps tight enough, but he did it. So now I see a whole new market. They can start selling them at Lowe's in Florida. Just strap your house down. Because you don't want to have to replace the roof. You know,
that's
what Tropicana Field's dealing with. The Rays are dealing with that. And it's just huge, huge deal. Messing with the insurance company. Waiting for a roofer that's available. Right. You know, you got a lot of people who need
roofs the price
right
gouging
now, so.
You.
Exactly. Exactly. I'll bet Lowe's and Home Depot love these storms, though, right? I mean,
I'm sure.
Everybody buying all the supplies before the storm.
And then all the stuff
they have to buy after. It's got to be really good for business. Maybe they're controlling the weather. The rich people are controlling the weather, not the government officials. It's the hardware stores.
I'm sure they're not sad when they see a hurricane coming.
No way. Just like the fire snow by my house isn't sad that they never fix Warnell Road.
No.
They probably tell the mayor, like, just put that off a little bit longer.
Sure.
I mean, that's how they say in business, right? I'll tell you what.
And people, auto manufacturers.
People need to do their research.
Well, parts. And
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's all
do your own research,
Do your own research. Don't be a dummy.
You want to know who's controlling the weather? Do your own research.
A gold mine in Colorado that is a tourist destination has been for a while. It's a closed mine, but tourists come there to take a look at it, and I guess a lot of them must come there because there was an accident yesterday. Somebody actually died. People went down this elevator shaft, and the elevator broke. And they had to bring the fire department in to rescue people, and one person didn't make it. There were quite a few people stranded down there. They were given updates throughout the day as they were sending water and supplies down there. It was kind of like the thing that happened in Chile, but not
really.
Why did
the guy not die? Why did the guy die?
Well, we don't know yet, or at least at the time I read this, they didn't know yet what caused
it. It happened Thursday afternoon at the historic Molly Kathleen Gold Mine. Officials say the elevator broke about 500 feet down with a group of tourists inside it. One of those people died. First responders quickly rescued the other riders, including two children, by pulling the elevator back up. Another tour group already in the mine remained trapped for nearly 7 hours, 1,000 feet underground.
So they assume that he probably was injured when the elevator crashed, but could have been a heart attack, could have been something else.
Sure, we don't know.
We don't know. And I don't want to give you misinformation.
No, why would you?
Because then you'll feel like you need to go do your own research instead of listening to this segment. And I don't want that. I want you to be able to trust me and my staff.
And the fact that you've never done any research, so.
I do a lot of research.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm daily doing research. That's pretty much all I do when I'm not here is research. It's my job. I'm a salaried employee, so that's what I have to do is lots of research. Diddy was back in court yesterday.
Did he
do it?
Do you love Diddy, Snow Cone?
Love him.
As a person or a musician?
I love Diddy. He's getting railroaded.
But you think Diddy is better than Kanye?
Yeah, musician-wise.
Sure. Because he did it first.
Yeah.
Before Kanye, at least. Yeah. Do you think that he is more innocent than Garth Brooks? Who's more likely to be innocent?
Diddy.
Okay. Yeah. You believe Diddy more?
Being railroaded, yeah.
Okay.
Well, is that a hashtag? Believe Diddy?
It's got to be.
Believe all Diddy's.
It's got to be. His family was there in court to support him. They say, hey, he's being railroaded. Believe Diddy. Also, the prosecution said, we may bring some more charges. We don't know. They gave they set a date. Looks like they might go to trial before your boy in Idaho goes to trial.
Sure will.
Looks like it will.
It's never happening.
They said they got a lot of the evidence that they're going to use when they raided his homes and took all those hard drives and computers and all that stuff, including that video that we've all seen of him beating up his ex in the hotel hallway, lobby, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Not AI. Diddy apologized for it, so I think it's real. Mm-hmm. But the defense is arguing that the government got a hold of that video and released it to CNN so that they would release it to the public. The prosecution says, please, who do you think we are? Home Depot, we don't do stuff like that.
A federal judge setting a May 5th trial date for the music mogul who remains behind bars. Prosecutors revealing they may file a superseding indictment with new or additional charges against him. Among his supporters in the packed courtroom, Combs' children and mother, who said in a statement on Instagram this week, he is not the monster they have painted him to be. Prosecutors also confirming they seized nearly 100 of his electronic devices. Among the possible evidence at trial, video showing Combs punching and kicking his former girlfriend, singer Cassie. But his lawyers now accusing the government of leaking that video, which prosecutors deny, maintaining they didn't have the video before CNN aired it.
Oh, they say, Wade, we didn't have it. We had to get it from CNN. So, you know, do your research. You can't just be out here making accusations like that. So what else would they have? Well, we don't know. I thought there was something called discovery. I thought that the defense had to get a hold of that stuff. But
before the trial, right?
Probably got some time to get that stuff together, so the defense is still waiting to figure out what it is. And the judge is still saying, makes sense that we wouldn't bail him out, bond him out, because whatever it's called, because this is a good opportunity. There's a chance, at least, that he would try to intimidate witnesses, pay people off, get people to stay quiet. Hey, I'll give you money if you promise not to testify against me, that sort of thing. Which, that one lawyer has already said there are celebrities behind the scenes doing that very thing, that they're paying people and trying to intimidate people, not just because they don't want their names caught up in all this. Oh, it's going to get messy, Laszlo. It's going to get messy. This Diddy party.
It went too far?
They went too far. They went too far, and I mean, he did it for too many years. When you've got people like 50 Cent saying, stop it. It's not
stop
right.
Stop the Diddy party.
Stop it, Diddy. Just stop it. It's not right what you're doing. When he's up
Man,
there
when you got
in
people
the club,
like Martha Stewart at the Diddy party and Oprah, you're right. Like, oh, keep going.
Right. Well, you think.
I mean, that's the rumor.
Laszlo thinks that Oprah and Martha
Stewart. I've seen pictures of Oprah.
And who's the other guy? Not Cusack. Who's the other guy? Dr. Phil was one of the names on the list, right?
Well, you guys you said it. Snow
I didn't say it.
The most powerful man in the world.
One of you guys said his name.
Yeah, me.
Who else was on that list? The Kanye thing? They said something about Kanye in that one. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whatever day that was when they said, here's a list of celebrities, and then none of that's ever been substantiated. So who knows? And then finally, yes, the Royals may have lost last night, but you did have that great WNBA game, the Minnesota Lynx beating the New York Liberty in overtime. Mm. I've seen a lot of WNBA games. I've never seen a comeback quite like that one before.
The Liberty jumped off to a huge 18-point lead, thrilling the crowd,
crazy,
including
right?
Spike Lee and Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
But then the Lynx Courtney Williams took over, scoring 23 points. The Liberty's Breonna Stewart had a chance to close out the game
She's
at the
good.
Buzzer, but missed this free throw, forcing overtime.
She makes that shot 9 times out of 10.
And that's when her former UConn teammate Nafisa Collier stepped up, hitting this shot to cement the win. 95-93. It ties the record for the biggest comeback in WNBA finals history.
Oh, it tied the record for biggest comeback in WNBA history? It felt like the biggest to me. Maybe it was because Spike Lee was there and Sudeikis and all those people. It's in the air. You can feel it. You know, it's on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And there's celebrities and the games are sold out. And this is becoming America's sport.
Ted Lasso was there.
That's right. That's right.
Lasso loves Ted Lasso.
Of course he does. Everybody loves him from around here.
Who doesn't love Ted Lasso?
Kansas City guy. Yeah. And you love Spike Lee.
Uh-huh.
I do like Spike Lee quite a bit.
Yeah. So they love this.
She missed that free throw. I could not believe that.
I know. That's crazy. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
She always makes
tough times.
Lasso told you. He gave you that parlay yesterday.
Yeah. I know.
You would have won if you'd just gone with his bet. Yeah. Nobody bets in WNBA like Lasso. Hmm?
Yeah, I could have told you she wouldn't make a shot.
Yep.
Betting on it. Will she make the shot or miss it? I go with miss it every time.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Lasso. The Church of Lasso.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.